Prayer is one of the most important ministries we have at Victory. If our team may pray for you, call 770-781-9150. And thanks for listening to WWEV Coming Atlanta, Victory 91.5, the sound of revival.
It is Victory 91.5. This is Keith. Our general manager is still in. One more segment left.
That's it. One more.
One more of Yom Kippur. It's just awesome. You asked me when I came in, and you're like, did you get enough information? Was it too much? But it's always never overwhelming. It's always just what we need. You know, the knowledge and wisdom that you put into it is just amazing. And if you've missed any of today's clips through the Rise and Stein show, make sure you can always go to blog.victory.radio, or you can now text the word blog, B-L-O-G, to 50808.
Oh, that's right.
And you can get all of the segments and get all the audio. And some people just like to look through the notes. And so,
yeah, it's helpful. I mean, there's a lot of notes, obviously, there. But the audio, everything that we've talked about this morning, we'll add that probably early in the afternoon. We've got a couple of meetings I've got to go to first, and then we'll throw that up there as well. But you can already go to the blog and read along. And this is the last break. It's actually on the paperwork at 10 o'clock, so we're right on time. It's the sealing, the law, and the latter rain. So we're looking at this Days of Awe, the Day of Atonement. How does that apply to us? What's going to happen? What's past, present, and future of it? So God's seal is closely linked with his law. Seal the law among my disciples. Well, that's Isaiah 8. The essence of the law is not a list of rules, but is summarized in two great commandments. You should love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. So when he said, seal the law among my disciples, that's what he's talking about. He's talking all about your love. The law is a reflection of God's character of love, and it's sealed in the minds and hearts of those who enter into the new covenant experience. I will make a new covenant. I'll put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts, and I'll be their God, and they shall be my people. It's a different type of law. It's actually a greater law. Revelation 14, which describes the 144,000 in their ministry, shows that they have God's law sealed in them. That's Revelation 14. Here's the patience of the saints. Here are those that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. We are saved by grace through faith, and our calling is to keep this faith. That makes sense. Now, it is God who makes both of us and you stand firm in Christ. He anointed us, set his seal of ownership on us, and put his spirit in our hearts as a deposit guaranteeing what is to come. In the latter days, God will send the latter rain, an unprecedented outpouring of the Holy Spirit that will bring the church to maturity. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, the church will preach the gospel, demonstrate the love of Jesus to a world that is starving and desperate, battered and abused by the enemy. This is God's fervent desire. He wants nothing more than to save as many as can be saved and bring sin to an end. The latter rain will come when God's people realize their spiritual poverty and seek his spirit and power with the same determination the disciples did before the day of Pentecost. This is a verse from Hosea 5. I, the Lord, will return again to my place till they acknowledge their offense. Then they'll seek my face in their affliction. They will earnestly seek me. Come and let us return to the Lord. Let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning. He'll come to us like the rain, like the latter and former rain to the earth. And again, remember, in their affliction, and this day is about afflicting your soul. Ask the Lord for rain in the time of the latter rain. The Lord will make flashing clouds. He'll give them showers of rain. Break up your fallow ground, for it's time to seek the Lord till he comes and rains righteousness on you. And that's Zechariah. So one of the elders answered, saying to me, these which are arrayed in white robes, who are they and from where did they come? And I said to him, sir, you know. And he said to me, these are the ones coming out of the great tribulation, and they washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they're before the throne of God and serve him day and night in the temple. And he who sits on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun beat on them, nor any heat. Now, kind of an interesting thing that kind of goes right by you, but notice these are coming out, right? Meaning they're on earth, yet they're serving in the temple in heaven at the same time, which actually doesn't happen till later, right? So it's a wonderful example of what it is to be seated in heavenly places with Christ. In chapter 14, which is a parallel of chapter 7, the 144,000 are again shown in both heaven and earth. In verses 1 through 5, they're before the throne of God, with the four living creatures and the elders singing a new song. But then in verse 6 through 13, they're on the earth, preaching to those who dwell on the earth. patiently enduring the persecution of the beast, even suffering martyrdom. Then in 15, the same group, pictured of the sea of glass, having harps of God, singing the victory song of Moses. In verse 2, they're called those who have victory over the beast. So these sealed saints are spiritually in heaven, but at the same time, they're on earth, victorious over the beast, while all around them, the most fearsome plagues in human history are falling. This new song that they sing, no one can learn that song except 144,000 who were redeemed from the earth. And again, probably that tribe of Judah, those people that are pursuing him with all their hearts. And it's just a reminder on this day of atonement, at becoming at one with God, he has made the way. And all of us are making that pursuit. And all we do in this whole pursuit is find again. That's why we do this. And it's the Day of Atonement, and that's a wrap.
All right. Thanks again to our general manager, Ray Haynes, in with the Rise and Sign show and in with my show of Yom Kippur. If you want to hear any of these clips from this year or even past years, make sure you go to blog.victory.radio. You can also go to the Victory Facebook page, Victory 915. Thanks again to our general manager, Ray Haynes, for giving us so much knowledge and wisdom for us to go into today and this Day of Atonement for tomorrow.
Music to share with